ESPN 97.5.
All right, you guys broke this story of D'Angelo basically breaking the bro code, the locker room code, and any other guy code when he aired this dirty laundry of one Mr. Swaggy P, a.k.a. Nick Young.
Yeah, we did. We broke it last weekend, actually.
So what took so long for it to finally gain some traction?
I mean, I have no idea. It was getting a lot of retweets on Twitter. So right. I mean, the day we posted it, it was, you know, it got about 600 retweets. I don't know why it didn't go viral then, but
hey, better late than never. So how did you guys? Listen, I know you guys are as a journalist myself, spent 8 years in the print ranks. I know a good reporter never reveals his source, but listen, there's a lot of question marks around this story and exactly what was his motivation for putting the story out there like that.
I mean, honestly, everybody got the story like completely wrong. It's like a big twist to it. I'm about to tell you
Let's hear the truth. By the way, can we get your name? Because I'm a little, you know, like I said, you got kind of this shadowy character thing going on. All we're doing is Famous. Do you have a name that we can put to this story, Mr. Famous?
We just want to go by Famous.
Right.
Anonymous.
Okay, so
Famous. Like
all right, staff writer for Famous. Tell us, break us, give us the real story and how we're all getting it twisted.
All right, so last week, Nick Young's fiance Iggy, she took a couple shots at Nicki Minaj on Bravo TV. I don't know if you guys saw that, but
I missed that.
She took a shot at Nicki Minaj basically saying that she's not the only person that write her raps. And so the next day, Mr. Russell, he had the video on Snapchat, but nobody picked it up. Nobody got the video. It was on his Snapchat. So somebody from Nicki Minaj's camp, a source, got the video, and they sent it in, and they said, here, put this out. Does Iggy want to talk mess about Nicki Minaj? Put this out and let her know what her fiance is doing. That's the real story behind this. It had nothing to do with, you know, the basketball players. And he didn't leak it. He didn't leak the video. I mean, he put it on Snapchat Live. I guess if you want to call that leak, I guess. But it was just sitting there. Nobody had it. Nobody knew it was there. No media outlet.
But help me understand this, then. Help me understand this. Because I thought the whole point of Snapchat, and again, I'm no social media expert, so help me and the audience understand. I thought the whole point of Snapchat was that they're deleted after 60 seconds or whatever it is. So how is that
Go ahead. You can have it up, I believe, for 24 hours. It asks you, do you want to keep it up for a while?
Ah, okay.
So I don't know how long it was up, but it was up there. And somebody from Nicki Minaj's team, a source, got the video, and they sent it in. Because they wanted to make, you know, Iggy, they wanted her basically to shut up.
Right. I find it hard to believe that we can't, that D'Angelo Russell is just an innocent bystander in all this. I mean, is there something deeper going on here? Let me ask you this.
Is D'Angelo in Nicki Minaj's camp?
Or, I'll take you one further.
Okay.
Is this a way for Nick Young to get out of a relationship with Iggy Azalea?
Could be.
Wait a minute, the way you said that, I almost feel like I'm stumbling onto something here. I mean, is Famous going to drop another video here pretty soon? I mean, should we tease people? I mean, I hear your little girl in the background. Is that your editor in the background? I mean, I hear some laughing going on. I mean, are we onto something here?
Yeah, that's my partner. We work together.
Okay.
You never know. We drop a lot of exclusive stuff. A lot of people don't know about us, man.
You're saying there's more to come in this story.
We're going to blow this one up.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Okay,
you
so
know, it could be.
ESPN 97.5.